Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel. We are on Samach Beis Amud Beis on the bottom line. Nice break today from Irvin. Most of today is Agarata. Most of tomorrow is also Agarata. For sure half. It's good stuff. Here we go. Rav Chista Ore Bekafri. Rav Chista would paskin in Kafri. We're talking about paskining in front of your Rebbe, paskining. So Rav Chista would paskin in Kafri, Bishnei de Rav Huna, during the lifetime of Rav Huna, who was his Rebbe. But he wasn't there. Okay? Rav Hamnuna, Ore Becharta de Argiz, Rav Hamnuna would paskin in Charta de Argiz, a city, Bishnei de Rav Chista, during Rav Chista's lifetime. Ravina, Sor Sakina Bibavel. Ravina checked the knife in Bavel. What does that mean? So Rashi says in the second line, Badak Sakin Latavach. He would check a knife, a Shechita knife, to make sure it was appropriate for Shechita. V'lo Amru Laharo Sakin L'chacham Elav Nekvodo Shalchacham. The truth is, you just show it to him for covet. The Shalchit knows whether or not it's a good knife. He knows. He has to learn that at the Lachas. So they're showing it to the Rav. Covet to the Rav. Do me a favor, Rabbi. Check out my knife. You know. So it's only a covet issue. Vininta Ravina notalo ateris covered her ear. And Ravina, so he took that title. They came to him with the knife and he was makabalit. Ravashi Rabbo Bamasa Machazya have it. Ravashi was his Rebbe was over there also. Vihi Bibavel. It's in Bavel. So not the same town, but it's the same district, same state, whatever you want to call it. So how could Ravina do that? So I'm like Ravashi, my time of Marhachi. What Ravina, why'd you do that? So Amalei, Rav Hamnuna, Ore Becharta de Argiz, Bishnei de Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna did that. He checked over stuff. He paskin things in his town, and Rav Chista was alive. Says Rashi, Hoel, the second skinny line, Hoel, Veloha Yerabo Dorva. Red wasn't in that town. Afal Pish, Oitzim Bavel. Yeah, it was in Bavel. It wasn't in the same town. You can't compare New York and California, right? Vani, Lohorisi Bimasa Machate Shim Komach. I didn't paskin in your city. So Amalei, Lo Ori Itmar. He answered him back a funny thing. It's not true that he didn't paskin. Amalei, the truth is Itmar Ori Itmar Lo Ori. There's a whole machlokas. There's a dispute actually what happened with Rav Chista. Bishanid Rav Huna Rabbe Hudlo Ori. No. As long as he was alive, as long as Rav Huna was alive, he wouldn't paskin anything. V'ori b'shenei de Rav Chista, v'ori, did I read this right? V'ori b'shenei de Rav Chista, he would paskin in the lifetime of Rav Chista, the Talmud Chavar delay have, because he was a Talmud Chavar, which basically means he was an equal. Says Rashi, Talmud Chavar. Chacham kimoso, he was a chacham just like him. Elo shalama mimenu davar echad yoser. That's not what we normally think of a Talmud Chaver. He learned one or two things from him. In other words, he wasn't a Talmud. Really, he was an equal. Right. He was a contemporary. All right, so now, does that mean he did nothing to learn from him? I had nothing to learn. He had learned something. But he was really a contemporary. Exactly, good word. He was really a contemporary. He wasn't a Talmud. So this rule doesn't apply.
We always think it's a generation difference.
Right, exactly. So he wasn't a contemporary. But I had a few things to learn from him. Doesn't mean he can't basket in his presence. Doesn't mean that at all.
Why don't you use
that
as a canonic examples?
What do you mean?
Right,
so we don't know. We don't have a story like that. So they're telling us, these we know these people happened. We know if Chista did this. We know if Ravina did this. So the answer is because they were, right, Vana, now I'm a Talmud Chaver. Ravina, I'm a Talmud Chaver of you, Ravashi. Not your Talmud. We're contemporaries. Yeah, did I learn things from you? Of course I did. Does that mean I'm a Talmud? I'm not a Talmud. Amar Rava, Surva Me Rabbanan Chazi L'Nafshe. But a Talmud Chacham can certainly paskin for himself. Right? He can't go get up. Let's say he's a real Talmud of somebody. He can't paskin in front of the Rebbe in the Rebbe's town. But he can certainly paskin for himself. So listen to the story. Ravina Ikla L'Mechuzah. Ravina came to Mechuzah. I see Ushbechizde Sakina. So he brought, the host brought a knife for Ravina to check it out. The Kamachvile, and he wanted to show him the knife. They should check out the knife. So Amalei, so Ravina said, Zil Amdei L'Rava, go to Rava. Rava's the rabbi here in this town. Go to Rava. Amalei. What? So the innkeeper, right, the host, is a big Talmud Chacham. So Amalei, lo tzav olmar, hada amar Rava, tzav amir abana chazal anafshe, a Talmud Chacham can paskin for himself. So why are you sending me to Rava? You paskin, it's for yourself. So Amalei, what are you talking about? I don't have Miz Ben Zvina, I'm going to have to buy it from you. You're not giving me the meat for free. You're going to sell it to me. So what do you mean it's for myself? It's for you. Right? You want to make a buck. So you want to make a buck, go bring it to Rava.
Seems very
Listen to this story. Rabbi Elazar Mehagrunya, Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa. So it's two people here, Rabbi Elazar and Rav Acha. Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa. Iklu lebe Rav Acha Berei Rav Ika. Same first name. Ba'asre Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Another same first name. Right? Now, whose town was it? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Now, Boy Rav Acha Berei Rav Ika Lemevid Le Igla Tilsa. They wanted to cook for him a third of an egel, right? An igla tilsa. What's an igla tilsa? Rashi's going to say something staggering. Rashi says, you got to see this Rashi inside. Godol shlish. It grew a third, right? It's a third grown.
What does that
mean? I mean, it's a third, it's a calf.
When does a third be? How do you know how long it's going to live?
No. When is it mature?
How big is it going to grow?
When is it mature? At what age is it like considered fully mature? It's a third of that. The Uz who omade b'ikar tam basro. That's when it tastes the best. Right. So if it takes 12 months for that to happen, so it was 4 months old, a third. Ditnan umagadlan oz nadaychi mushaloshin. Right. You raise it till it's a third. Amrina Nami, Mutter, Shlish, Bischarecha, when you sell it, a third, fine. Alma, Urche Ad Shlish. Right? The normal thing is a third, says Rashi. Lashon Acher, another Pshat says Rashi, Shlishi Lebeten. It's the third born of the mother. Right? The first one is done. Second one up. Third one of the mother, that's already the best one. It doesn't mean how old it is, it means when it was born. Says Rashi, the Kashali. That I can't understand that pshat. Why? Hada Amar Ba'alma, Rav Chanina, Rav Oshia, Havi Iski B'Sefer Yetzira. Because we have a story in the Gemara that Rav Chanina and Rav Oshia were busy with the Sefer Yetzira. V'kal Male Shabza. Every Friday, Ibru Lahu Igla Tilsa. They would create an Igla Tilsa. They would create such a thing. The Hatzam, Mai Shlishi Lebetanika. What do you mean it was the third born that they created? Halohai and Betta Miolam. It was born. They created it. So therefore, it must mean it's a third grown. Right? So why couldn't they create one that had the taste of a third Betta? Well, what's going on here?
I was afraid to ask that.
Why are you afraid to ask that?
I don't know. Did you throw me out?
What do you mean it was...
When did they ever throw you out?
What did you just figure out? It's a third grown?
It's a third mature.
They created it, exactly.
So that they were able to create. They created that it's a third grown. But they can't create it that it's a third born, says Rashi.
It wasn't
right?
Really born, you say.
I know, but it wasn't grown either. They created it out of thin air. Right? You hear that, Rashi?
I don't hear the Kashi really either.
Anyway.
What's the creating? Create what they want.
Anyway, go back to the story. I see Zakina v'kamachiluhu. They were looking at the knife. They were checking out the knife. So Amalahu Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa Lo Lechish Le Losaba. Shouldn't we go to the old man, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who is the Rav of the town? Shouldn't we show it to him? After all, he's the Rav of the town. Amalahu, no. Rav Elazar Mehagrunya, no. Hachil Amar Rava. Serve Mer Bona Chazil Anafshe. If it's for yourself, you can pass it to yourself. This is for ourselves. Why should we go show it to him? He's over there, down the block. It's for us. We're not selling it. Us. We don't have to show. Chazi v'yanei shabalaza me'agrunya. He was punished for that. If Amar Rava turned upon a chazan afshi. Rava did say that. So how was he punished? The answer is, Shiny Hassan, listen to this. It's chilu b'chvodo because they said it. They said, should we go show it to him? Once you say that, you should show it to him. If no one had said anything, all right, no one said anything. Once you said, let's show it to the Rav. Now we have to show it to him. That's a big slap in the face. You hear that?
No.
All he did was say it. Now, you're right? Now you have to show it.
Listen, didn't Yisroel create a system where not every child is brought to Moshe?
That's Din Torah. That's a Din Torah. There's a big difference.
Every night they brought to Moshe?
There's no difference here except for Kavod.
What?
Not talking about passing child, it's talking about Kavod.
No, it could be possibly also.
But the relevance of the possibly is because
but
the
every little guy right. Can't bring his.
No, what if it was a real psak? What if it was a real psak? I don't know. I mean, your wife comes in, the challenge with the pot and the dip. I don't know. It's a complicated Shabbos. What should I do? I go ask the rabbi.
Yeah, okay.
Right? That's a real Shiloh.
But you're passing that himself.
Right. What if it wasn't a Talmud Chacham and he needs someone to ask? He has to go to the rabbi of the town. He has to go to the. It was a different society. So by the way, you should know that is something very interesting. Are you allowed to go to your father to be a dayan? What's his name? I lent him $100, he doesn't want to pay. He says he did pay, he didn't pay, he's a liar. Let's get a bezdin. My father's a big Talmud Chacham, he's a rabbi of the town. I'll ask him. Can you do that?
No.
What about asking your father Hilchas Shabbos Shaila? Can you do that? Or Hilchas Nida Shaila? Can you do that? Why not? You certainly can. He's a father, he's a relative. Because the rules of Psak and the rules of Bezdin are not the same. Not the same.
Okay.
So your question was about a Bezdin. Yisroel set up a system for a Bezdin. That's a different thing.
Is every night they brought to Moshe?
So what?
Every night in Midbar they brought to Moshe?
We're going
to
see a story like We're going to see a story like that in a few minutes with Moshe.
Saying, it doesn't
we're going to see a story like that, right? Those of you were punished because they passed it on their own. Moshe Rabbeinu sitting right there. Right? We're going to see a story like that in 5 minutes.
What? Every little thing to run to the
rug.
He wants to be bothered every single night.
Oh, so V'i Ba'is Eima, Shiny Rav Yaakov, the Muflug. Rav Achab Yaakov was exceptional. You might not have to bring every Shiloh to the rabbi of every town. But Rav Achab Yaakov was exceptional. To him, they should have gone. Even though Rav is right, and if you're passing it for yourself, you don't have to, but he was a Gadol Adar. That's a different, he was exceptional. Now, what are the Gadarim for all this? It was a different society. It was a different society. It wasn't like today. So I don't know the Gedarim. I don't know the Gedarim were then. So I hear your question is not a bad question. I just don't know. Okay. Omar Rava, another thing. Ulaf Rushi me Isura, but to stop someone from doing an Aveira, I feel a Bapanov Shaper Dummy. Then he can even say something in front of the Rebbe. Now, why wouldn't the Rebbe say something? I don't know. It's a good question. Listen to the story. Ravina Havayasev Kamed Ravashi. Ravina was sitting with Ravashi. Right now, we just said a few minutes ago, he wasn't really his Rebbe. He was more of his contemporary. Anyway, Chazila Hu Garva, there was this guy, the Ka'asar Leich L'chamre, B'tzinsa D'Shabza. He tied his donkey with the branches of a tree, which you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a tree. Tied his donkey with the branches of a tree. So Rama Beikala, he said something. He yelled at him. Ravina said, what are you doing? B'lashkich Bey, he didn't pay him any attention. Amalei L'havei Ha'gavra B'shamta. So he put the guy in Chayrim. He put the guy in chayim for violating an issur derabbanan, right? Amalei ki haygavna mi mischazei ka'af kerusa. So then Ravina says to Ravashi, did I act like an apikoros by putting the guy in chayim without your consent, without your input? Amalei tells him back, of course not. Ein chachma, there's no wisdom. Ein tvuna, there's no understanding. Ein eitzah, there's no advice. L'neged Hashem, when it comes to Hashem. In other words. Call makom sheyesh b'chil Hashem. If there's a chil Hashem involved, what does a chil Hashem here mean? The violation of an itzad derabanan. Ein chol and kavod lak. You don't have to be busy with my kavod. You don't have to be busy with the kavod of a human being when the kavod of Hashem is on the line. So you see somebody violating an avera, you don't have to go run to the rabbi. Rabbi, what? You don't have to do that. Right? It comes to you. The shayla, maybe you should defer it to the rabbi bigger than you. That may be yet. But you hear this? When it comes to someone's going to be doing a chil Hashem, you don't have to be busy with that. You can just pass it on the spot. Okay. Amar Rava. Bifanov Aser, Chayiv Misa. If you pass it in front of somebody, not only is it Aser, you Chayiv Misa for that. Shalom Bifanov Aser, if it's not in front of him, where's your rabbi? The rabbi's in the other room, or down the block, then you're, it's Aser, then Chayiv Misa. You're not Chayiv Misa for that. Why? Because the intel is not as great. It's not there. Says Rashi, Bafanavatar, Lahoros, to Paskin, the Chayav Misa Midei Shemayim. For Hadurava, Rav is talking about Lavlev Shutlav Rushay Mi Israkai El Al Habal Lishal. Rav is not talking about stopping someone from doing an Avera, but when someone comes to them, ask you a Shaila. Now that Gemara says, wait a minute. Vishaloba Farav Lo? 1 second. If he's not there, then no? Then there's no Misa? Vatanya, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Lo Mesu B'nei Aaron, the children of Aaron didn't die, Ad Shehoru Halacha B'nei Moshe Rabban. They paskin the Halacha in front of Moshe. My drush, what they do, what Halacha did they paskin? My drush. So it says, V'nasnu B'nei Aaron, Eish Al HaMizbeach. The sons of Aaron put the fire on the Mizbeach. Now, they made the following drusha. Amru, they said, Afal pi sha'esh yored min hashamayim, even though the fire comes down from heaven, mitzvah lahavi min ahedyot. It's a mitzvah to bring a fire from a hedyot. What's going on? So we know that every morning there's a din of lighting the fire, even though there was an ace and the fire came down from heaven. So they said that. Why were they? They weren't even wrong.
You do that.
1 second. Which Mizbeach are we talking about? Which one? So says Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos. My drush. Tosfos says L'chora, mashma shakatores shehiktiru al mizbeach hachiton haya. It's mashma. It was the outside mizbeach, which, by the way, never had ketores, except. Never has Ketores. For Harasha Haisa. This was a Harasha. It was on the first day of the Nisim. Nachshon ben Aminadav brings a carbon. And as next week's Parsha, we're going to read 12 times that they brought Ketores. And where they bring that? Kedash Kachasna the Ketores Shal Nisim. It will we find the Ketores was part of the carbon that the Nisim brought. Kidamrina Bishili Hatcheles, like we say in Perak Hatcheles. It must be that Mizbeach. That must be what other Venadio did wrong. Why? Di'i al Mizbeach HaPnimi, because if it's talking about the inner Mizbeach, which is the normal Mizbeach that Ketores is brought on, Hiktiru, that's where they brought the Ketores, my Shaycha Osu Drasha L'Sham. What kind of Drasha was that? Even though a fire comes down from heaven, there's a mitzvah to light your own. That doesn't apply to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That din, that rule doesn't pay Be'er HaPnimi. Right? So what would they make a drush like that? V'ha lo ha'yored eish ala mizbe'er HaPnimi l'shem k'tores. That never happened. That the fire came down on the mizbe'er HaKtores. Da'a kaimel amperek amal hem amuna. There's a gemara that says, Da'maracha shnia shal mizbe'er HaChitzon. There was a second little fire on the mizbe'er HaChitzon. L'k'tores. That was for the k'tores. They used to take that fire, bring it inside. Mihu, however, says Tosos, but Torah's Kahanim mashma, in Torah's Kahanim it's mashma, shall a base Kodesh Kedashim nichnasu lahakdir, right? That they went into the Kodesh Kedashim. Don't we all know that? Don't we all say that? Ulasham nisrifu, that's where they died. Says Tosos, Tzorachian, I don't know. Right? We always been brought up learning it happened in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But it doesn't make any sense. What kind of Joshua is this? They weren't foolish. They weren't foolish. So Tosfos says, I just don't know. Tosfos doesn't know, I don't know. What did they do wrong? Moshe's sitting right there. What kind of Joshua is this? You have a good Joshua, right? Talk to Moshe, right? Sitting right here. Right? So the truth is that asks the Tosfos of Rebbeinu Peretz, 1 second. How did they make this drasha by themselves? They added their own drasha? Or they learned it from Moshe? If they made their own drasha, they couldn't have made their own drasha. So they learned everything from Moshe. So did Moshe. Isn't that true? Isn't that even a true thing, what they did? The true drasha. Even though the fire comes down, there's a mitzvah to light your own. Let's assume it was in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, like Tosfos really implies. But then he says, it's a measure that says it happened inside, I can't explain that. So let's assume it was outside. What did they do wrong? So that's the correct drasha. It's a very good question. What did they do wrong?
No, they didn't ask him. They didn't consult with Moshe.
But Moshe taught it the week before. That's a correct drasha. Right? Moshe taught them the whole Torah. So what did they do wrong? It's a very good question. He gives a very, very dochak answer. He says, but on the Miluim, that wasn't going to be the case. It was the whole thing with Nisim. So they should have known. That they shouldn't have. They should have asked. Exactly. And it's still a mitzvah to bring it from heaven. Still a mitzvah to bring your own.
Right.
So Tosfos says, that must be what they did. There's a medrash that says that it happened inside. Maybe even the Kodesh Kedoshim it happened. So Tosfos, sorry, I can't explain that. But my question, no, but then Tosfos, the Rebbe Peretz asked the following question. 1 minute.
All the questions, we never have that. The Rebbe never talks about that, Shiloh, on that week's parsha.
What?
He never talks about where it's done.
I know. That's why I read the Tosfos. I thought it was fascinating. Tosfos himself doesn't know. Fascinating.
Never heard that question.
Right? Never heard that question before. It's fascinating. Question is, Tosfos, the Rebbe Peretz asked a bomb question. 1 second. They made it their own din? Mistamanat. Not only that, it's the correct rule. It's correct. The din is, even though the fire comes down from heaven, there's a mitzvah to light your own. So what did they do wrong? Why? That they're the ones in charge. They're the kahanim. They didn't do anything wrong. So the answer is no. It's during the Malum that didn't apply. Maybe they knew that. I don't know. It's a very good question. Anyway, that's not the raya. Because that was befunnav of Moshe. The raya is the next story. The Talmud Echad Hayelo, listen to the story. The Talmud Echad Hayelo Le Rebbe Eliezer. There was a Talmud that paskin Shahara Alacha befunnav. That paskin in front of him. Amar Rebbe Eliezer Ime Shalom Ishto. Rebbe Eliezer mentioned something to his wife, whose name was Ime Shalom. To me, I'll be a big shocker to me in Yotze Zeh Shnasa if this guy lives out his life, his year. I'll be very surprised if this guy finishes his year. But sure enough, Allah Hotu Shnasa. And he didn't fill out his year. Sure enough. So Amrulo, Navieta. What are you, a Navi? Amrulo, no, not true. Lo Navi Anochi, Velo Ben Navi Anochi. I'm not a Navi, I'm not the son of a Navi. Elakach Mikoblani, this is my tradition. Kol Hamora Halacha Bifnei Rabba Chayav Misa. You have Paschal Freddy, Chayav Misa. So I knew this guy's not going to live out his year. From Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yochan, Osa Talmud, that Talmud, Yehuda Ben Guria Shemo. He was Yehuda Ben Guria. And Vahaya, Rachok Bimenu Shalosh Parsas. He was 3 parsas away. He wasn't sitting in the same room, some lady walked in, and he jumped to go answer it. That's not what happened. He was 3 parsas away. So Rava said, Shalom Bafanav, you're not Chayav Misa. So the Gemara answers, no, Bafanav happened. No, this didn't happen 3 parsas. Shoot, he was there. It wasn't the same room. But it says he was three parsa away. So it was 3 parsa away. It wasn't there. So the Gemara answers, Ul Taimeich, according to you, Shemo v'shem Aviv Lama. Why do you need to know who this person even was? I don't know who it was. I'll tell you who his father was. So many details. Ella, rather. Shalom Tomar Mashal Haya. You shouldn't say this was some story. I tell the kid some story. You make up some story just to want to teach a lesson. So you make up. That's not a made up story. This was a real story. Right. So what's the answer? I'm not sure what the answer is. So what do you answer him? Right.
He was five.
1 second. Is that the right time?
Yeah, he was. Yes. Exactly. He was like 5 miles away there.
So he was or he wasn't far away. What's the end of the story? He must. What?
He was not.
He was not.
He was not far away.
Right. So we don't answer Rav's. Right. Then he wouldn't have been Chayav Misa. Exactly. He was not far away. Exactly. Okay, next. Where am I? Amr Chia Bar Abba. Amr Halacha Bifnei Rabbo. If you pass it in front of your Rebbe, Ro La Shlicho Lenachash. Lachisha Lenachash. Your guy's right to be bitten by a snake. Shnemar, like it says, V'yayin Elihu Ben Bar Ke'el Habuzi. V'yomer tzair ani liyamim al kein zochalti. Uksiv it says in chama zochli offer. Fine. Ziri amar of Chanina nikra chote. You called a sinner. Shenemar belibi chat safansi imrasecha leman lo echta lach. From Nuna Rami. Uksiv it says belibi safansi imrasecha, which means it's private. Uksiv b'saris b'sharsi b'tzedek b'kahal rav. And I paskin an open. Lo kasha tarakasha. The kan bizman. Ira Hayairi Kayim. When Ira Hayairi was alive, who was David's Rebbe, David would not paskin in public. V'kan bisman she'ira Hayairi Kayim. And when he wasn't alive, his Rebbe was no longer alive, then David would paskin in public. Now, Amar of Avda, Ava Bar Zavda, Kol Hanosei Matanosav L'Kohen Echad, if you give all your presents to one Kohen, Mevi Rav L'Olam, you bring a famine to the world if you do that. Shenemar, like it says, Ira Hayairi, Haya Kohen L'David. He was David's Kohen. L'David Hu Dahavi Kohen, L'Kuli Amalau. What, it was only David's Kohen, no one else's Kohen? Only it was only Kohen for David? It was a Kohen. Ella, Shrei Mashagalo Matanosav, David gave all his gifts to this man. And there was a famine in David. So two things. First of all, look at the second to last Tosvos. So if he was a Kohen, why is he called Ya'ir? Ya'iri, which is from Manasseh. So why is he called that if he was a Kohen? How can he be Kohen and be from Manasseh at the same time? What? That's not what Tosvos says. Hard to call Ira Hayairi. Even though, why was he called Ira Hayairi? Afal pi Shaya Kohen. Shema Aviv Me Aaron. Now his father was a Kohen, the Imo Mi Menashe, but his mother was from Menashe. Why would he call, be called that?
Elchanan.
Kid the Amar. Who?
Elchanan. Where was he from?
Who's Elchanan?
Shmuel's father.
Elchanan.
Elchanan.
Oh, 1 minute. Kid the Amar bin Megillah. Aviv Mi Binyamin. His father was from Binyamin. The Imo Mi Yehuda. And his mother was from Yehuda. Who was he talking about? who is that? Whose father was from Binyamin, his mother was from Yehuda. Mordechai. His father was from Binyamin. His mother was from Yehuda. And what's he called? Ish Yehudi. Ish Yehudi. Ish Yehudi. What?
Everybody was called
in
those days.
Oh. B'pashte dekra, Kohen l'David. By the way, says Tosfos, it doesn't even mean he was a Kohen. Lav Kohen mamash. He wasn't a Kohen. Ella Sar. He was an officer. Kemo d'amar u'bni David kahanam hayu. Doesn't even mean that. But if you want to say he means he was a Kohen, then I'll tell you like this. The mother was from Menashe.
Then why was there a famine? Why was the whole basis of the Gemara was that he gave all his presents to one Kohen? If he wasn't a Kohen, then what's the whole kid?
So the truth is, the Marsha asks, we have so many times in Shas where people would give all their stuff to Kohanim, to one Kohen. As a matter of fact, you could even give it to your grandson, or your grandfather. It could be a Kohen. No one ever said a word, and if you give it, it is a famine. No one ever said, boo. Where'd that come from? But if you give to a Kohen, all to one Kohen, it brings a famine.
Well, I don't know why there was a famine in the time of David, was not because of this reason.
Right. So anyway, the Marshal gives two answers. First of all, the banned answer is maybe only David, it only applies to David. This is the Dochek. It says, Kol Hanos, whoever does this. It can't be only David. His second answer is, perhaps, David was so wealthy, that's when it's a big deal. When you can divide it up, and everyone can get enough.
Spread the wealth,
then it applies. A guy's got a little bit, he gives it to a Kohen, nothing wrong with that.
But I'm saying he's not even a Kohen, because I don't get the answer. He's not even a Kohen?
He said he could be, he wasn't a Kohen.
And what's the whole
lore? As Muddy pointed out, this isn't even the reason why there was a famine anyway. It's just a drasha. So, but if you want to say he was a Kohen, what did he do wrong? Nothing wrong with this. If he is such a rich man, you have to give to more than one. If you're a regular person, you want to give to your grandson or your grandfather, nothing wrong with that. Talked about a guy who's so wealthy, like David HaMelech, you really should spread it around. Okay. They didn't have it. They didn't. There was no such thing like that. As a matter, what?
Because he gave the coin in your town.
Right.
You live in a very wealthy town.
It kind of makes sense. I mean, why should one guy, you know? It's,
what?
It should kind of make sense. Spread it.
Right. It does make sense.
Yeah, but it's not a better. I mean, why? I don't get it.
Right. So this is wrong. Right.
You should have.
Right. So this is Midos. It's Midos. In other words, if
why would you make a famine because of it? You didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
Is there an issur? No.
It's not a good practice.
Okay. So it's not a good practice. You get a patch. If you don't get a.
Well, a lot of things. This guy died because he did, sent 5 miles away. Halacha in front of his rabbi was 5 miles away.
That's halacha. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
What don't you get?
So let's make the chalk, okay? And I ask this question. You have a rabbi a mile away, a rabbi 10 miles away. You have to go 10 miles away to interrupt your whole...
No, so it's not befun of. You might not have to. It's very... The bottom line of this Gemara is very complicated.
It's not practical.
Right, I hear you. Okay, it's a good question. Rabbi Elazar Omar, but we didn't know something you could do lots of. No, we take you down from your greatness if you do that. Not that this is famine. We take you down from your greatness. Shinema, like it says, but you don't listen to this.
So this is Mara Lacha. Go back to Mara Lacha again.
Okay, Mara Lacha. Where am I? Shinema, like it says, the Yomer Elazar Akoi Elanchi Atava, that Elazar Akoi said to the army, right? Even though, says Elazar, my uncle, Moshe, right, my father's brother, right, Elazar's father was Aaron, my father's brother was commanded, but Osi Lo Tziva, I was even commanded about this. Afal Pi Iyonesh, he was punished. The Ksiv, because it says, for Lefnei Elazar Kohen Yamod, he'll stand with Yoshua. Volo Ashkechon de Itzrich Le Yoshua. Yoshua never even needed him. So that was a little bit of a slap in the, a little bit of a downgrade to Elazar, that he was running to jump a paskin in front of Moshe. He was punished. What was his punishment? Oh, don't worry, Yeshua's going to need you. Yeshua never needed him. Right? He was a little bit of a downgrade. Amar of Levi, called the Mosiv Mila Kame Rabbe, if you speak up in front of your Rebbe, Azil Lishol below Vlad, you will go to the grave without any children. Shanema, like it says, in 2 weeks, Vayan Yoshua bin Nun, Mishares Moshe, Mi Bechurav. Right? Moshe said in front of Eldad and Medad, Vayomer, he said, Adoni Moshe Kilaim. Destroy them. Why destroy them? Because they were prophesying that what? That Moshe is going to die and Yoshua is going to bring them in. So, what did he do wrong? So I saw here the Mashah, one of the Achonim says, listen to this. Now, your Eldon and Medad didn't make it to the Sanhedrin. They didn't make it. They didn't make the cut. Which means they were the least of the 70 that were there. They were the least Chashim. And they didn't make it. And the other 70 were there, and they didn't say a word. The Eldon and Medad, they don't say a word. All of a sudden, Yeshua out of the blue gets all upset. What are you doing? Greater people than you, I didn't say a word. He was punished for that.
Yeshua
was punished. Uksivit it says, Nun b'no, Yoshua b'no. And he doesn't have any children. Yeshua, the Medrash said that Yeshua had daughters. He didn't have any sons. Yeshua never had sons. Right?
He had no children. It said, no sons.
No sons.
Low
I know, but the Mevarshim say it means sons.
Women don't count.
Women don't count.
Oh, come on.
Right.
Uplegi, there of Acha, there of Ada bar Papa.
There's actually a dispute with Ada bar Papa. Why? Ada bar Papa. The reason he was punished, which is a little bit more Mida Keneged Mida, was because he prevented Klai Yisrael one night from Puruvu. Where do you see that? Shinama, like it says, V'hayu b'yos Yoshua b'yericho, when Yoshua was in Yericho, V'yisa enav, he lifted up his eyes, V'yar, and he saw a malach. V'ksif, and he says, V'yomer lo, ki ani sar tzva Hashem ata basi, I'm coming right now. So amalo, emesh, the malach tells him like this, emesh, last night, yesterday, b'taltim tamid shal ben harbaya. Not yesterday, a few hours ago, you were mevatel the tamid of the afternoon. Why? Because you were busy fighting a war. And now you're not even learning. So Rashi explains because they were busy getting spoils. So So says Yoshua. So what are you? What's the real reason you're here? There's two mistakes he mentioned. Which one is it? Amalei atabasi. I'm here for now. Now you're not learning. Miyad right away. He went into the valley. He went into the valley of Halacha, meaning he took the Musar and he started learning. V'gmiri, and we have a tradition, that calls man, sha'aron, v'shchina, sh'ruyen, sh'lo b'mkoman, whenever the aron is not in its place, and the shchina too, asurin b'tashmish hamita. It's asur and tashmish. And where was the aron? Says Rashi, v'oso layla, that night, sh'ochichu hamalach, that the malach came to give him some Musar, Hayu Mevatlin Talmud Torah. They were Mevatl Talmud Torah. Bishvil Shahaya Orvin Aleir. They were busy plundering the city. Velohik Ziru Be'erav Esa Aron Limkom of Gilgal. They didn't bring the Aron back. For who Alayla Shabitlum Purvi Viriva. So that night, nobody was able to be with their wife because the Aron wasn't around.
They went out to war.
What? The war was over. So bring the Aron back. And people... No, they didn't do that. They were busy with the money. So that was a big... The Malachon tells Yeshua, by the way, you're going to be punished for that. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Ainya, Mishmei Derav, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Meha Kravitz Tamidin. And by the way, Talmud Torah is more important than bringing a carbon Talmud. To Amalei Atabasi. Now I'm coming. Now. Okay, let's finish the daf and then we'll do the Tosfos of Kol Zman, which is wild. Amar Bruna Amar Rav, Kol Yashin Bekila, listen to this. Kol Yashin Bekila Sheish V'Ishto Sheruyin Ba, a love. HaKasav Omer Nishi Ami Tegrishin Beis Ta'anugel. If you sleep in a room with a husband and a wife, what are you doing in that room? Can't find a different room? If you do that, you get a klala. Right? Amar Rav Yosef, Afilu B'Ishto Nida, even if the wife is a Nida, nothing's going to happen. Still a problem. So Rav Amar, what do you mean? Mishnah needs to talk about bracha. If she likes to need it, it's a good thing. Let him go in there and prevent anything from happening. And Velohi, that's not true. Dada idna manatri. Till now, who is in charge, right? Who is the guard till then? One night, the guy's there in the hotel room. What about the rest of their marriage? The answer is, Klai Yisrael, they do their best, and most of the time, I don't know what goes on, but you assume that nothing goes on, right? So all of a sudden, the guy's there. Even if she's in need, it's a problem. Okay. Back to Erevin for a little bit, and then tomorrow's Morgadata. Anyway, Hahumuva, there was a Mavui, Havidayer Bay, Lachman Bar Ristak. Lachman Bar Ristak lived in that Mavui. Right? The Tosfos says Rabbi Nachman goes Haman. His name was Haman. You like that name? The guy's name was Haman. Right? Anyway, Amrule, Agurlon Rishusach. So they told this guy, let's rent, can we rent the property from you? As we said, you cannot make an error without the guy's involvement. He can't make an error, he's a guy. But you could rent the space from him, and if that's the case, then he can make the error. Lo, he wouldn't do it. He refused. Also, Amrulei Labaya, they came to Abaya. Abaya, what do we do? So Amalahu, he told him like this. A massive machlok is what Abaya said. Larashi is very simple. Zilu, he told him, Bitlu Rishusaihu Lagabechad. All of you be mevatel your rishus to one of you. All of you be mevatel your houses to one of you. Havel yachid b'makam nachri, it's one and one. V'yachid b'makam nachri lo asar, it's not asar. Right? Says Rashi, look at the Rashi, the last Rashi of the page. D'mavu l'gabe chad menaychu. So the mavu will consist of who? You, one Jew, and one guy. Now what's going to happen? Nobody else is going to be allowed to carry from their houses into their chatzers. Why? It's not their houses anymore. So no one's going to be allowed to carry from their house into the chatzer. That's true. However, nosnulon rishuson. Why? The kid is not like we learned. Nosnulon rishuson. If you ever do this, if you give up your house to someone else, who mutter vehein osrin? The guy who got it's mutter, but the guy who gave it up is osir. It's not his house. Ahanile, it's still a good idea. Why? Miha levat letaltel b'chol ha-mavui kelim sheshavtsu b'sochan. Any kelim that were in the mavui can be moved by anybody, because there's no air if it's necessary. So you left your, You left the siddur in the mavui. That you can carry to the shul, which is also in the mavui. That you can do. But you can't carry from your house to the mavui, but at least things in the mavui can be carried. So at least you gain that. Also, v'keilim sheshavs to b'bayis hayachid shabat l'bishus on etlo. The guy that's left, he can carry anywhere. He can carry anywhere. He owns all the houses now. He can carry any house. He can do anything. D'lav hachi asri l'taltulei bay. Otherwise, it would be asr. K'debinim v'sech l'shabbat perik b'lazer omer im hayahavi keili. Right. So that's Abaye's proposal. Rav is going to have a different proposal. Abaye, which we're going to do tomorrow. Abaye's proposal is do that. Why? Make yourself into one and one. Say the townspeople to Abaya, Amalei, what kind of answer is that? Amrulei, Midi Utaimo? One second. We learned the past few days that if it's one and one, why is it mutter? Why is it mutter if it's one and one? Because you're going to get out of there because you're afraid the guy's going to kill you. What kind of heter is this? Make it like it's one and one. That's a complete roundabout of the halacha. We're making a joke out of the halacha, out of the gzeira. Amalei midihu taima el d'lo sheh the diary. Halacha diary. We said the whole thing is it's a very unusual situation when you live together with a goy. No Jew with a half a brain would ever do that. Why? Because it's dangerous. So there's no gzeira. That wasn't going to be a long term situation. The Jews didn't get out of there. What are we telling them? We're all living here. What kind of heter is that? So Amalei, so Rabbi told him back, you know what? Kol betuli rishusay gabichad milsad lo shrichi umusad lo shrichi lagazi birabanan. You're right, you're saying good. The answer is, because this is a very unusual thing. It's unusual for the entire town to give up all their houses. And on such a case, there's no gzeira of a din of a mavui. No one's going to know such gzeira. And therefore, it's not a problem. So we'll stop here. We stop sort of in the middle of the story. We'll stop here. That's Abaye's answer. Rava's going to say that's a horrible answer. I'll tell you why it's horrible and have my own answer. What to do if the guy refuses to rent to you. Let's just do a little bit. We have 2 minutes. So the Gemara said that if the Arod's not around, you can't have Tashmash. Not allowed to. What? If the Arod's not around. If the Arod's not in its Makom, not around. Right? So says Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. Tema Luri. 1 minute. What about the story with Uriah? Haya Aron Shlobim Komo. The Aron wasn't around. The Chsiv it says, Ha Aron v'Yisrael v'Yehuda v'Yoshrim v'Sukos v'Adoni Yoeh v'Avdi Adoni al Pnei Hatzadeh Chonim v'Ani l'Shachivim Ishti. Oh, I should be with my wife. The Aron's not around. I should be with my wife? Says Uriah. Mashma, it's Mashma. Shayacher Mutar Mitasha Shemitah. Everybody, it was Mutar. And Uriah was being a big frummy. He was being Machmi on himself. I'm not going to do it, but it's Mutar.
You stay in the obvious. How can I give you a
No, life? That's not the case. That's not what happened, though.
What?
He was given a bracha because it wasn't his thing.
1 minute. Elisha Uri Hachiti Mach, are you Machmer al Atzmo? Lefisha Ha Yisrael Betara. Because he saw it wasn't Tara. The Ka'ama lay David, raid Lebezecha. And David said, go back to your houses. And Uri said, I'm not going to do that. So, 1 second. One kasha. So, what's going on here? What do you mean he was Machmer? You're not allowed to. The ode. He changed around his night and day schedule. Then it's Alma Mena Halacha Zu. Mashma, Balailah Yamutter. He changed it around, so he lost Halacha. But Mashma, that was Mutter. The Aron wasn't around. So what's going on here? So the simple answer given by the Rosh is, given by the Yavitz, there's only time. So Tosa, that's a good question. You said now that is Argamar, that is Aser. But you see, it's Mutter. And just David and Uriah, separate reasons why they were, right? Uriah was being machmer and David was, you see, it's mutter. He was punched something else. So the Ayavit gives this very simple answer. The Ayavit says, I'll tell you the answer. The answer is, because the only people that are usher and tashmash are the soldiers. You're living back in the town. You're not usher. You're not allowed to have tashmash with your wife because you're in the town because the Aron's 1,000 miles away. No. For the soldiers, it's usher.
Why?
That's what he said. Only those people that the Anche Milchama that are with the Aron, so they can't have Tashmash. Their wife is there.
Oh yeah.
But everyone else not an issue. So Uriah was Machmer. So it's allowed to be Machmer.
I would think it would be exactly the opposite.
That's the simple answer. Tosfos gives a whole other answer. Famari, the answer is the Shnei Aronos. There were two Arons. You hear this? One that went along with them, and one that never did. The one that never did is the gold one. Except for 2 times it did. Here, the Yoshua. Right? And with Ayuria. There's only 2 times. That's Tosfos' answer. There were 2 Arons. And Tosfos, how could there be 2 Arons? And he's unbelievable. The 2 Luchos. And then they put all the Luchos into 1 Aron. And they left 1 Aron. This wooden Aron that Moshe made. That was when they used to go out to war with them. There's no din about that. Except for here, this was a special situation where they took out by Yeshua and by Uriah, it was the real Aron that went out. Normally, it never did. That's Tosfos' answer. Right? It comes with a whole answer. Simple answer is, no, by soldiers is different. Right? Tosfos didn't give that answer. Right?
I don't think it's exactly the opposite.
You'd think that, right? Maybe that's why Tosfos didn't give that answer.
When everybody's out to war, you shouldn't be going in your house and having fun.
Right. Exactly. So Tosfos gives a whole answer. There was a second Aron, not to give that answer. Right? All right, so we'll stop here. Everybody have a good Chodesh, and we'll pick up. Everybody have a good day.